Steve Lindell here. Emily Guffey is my producer in the Axia Command Center. First and foremost, an update to the missing person Scotty Morris case, Eaton, Indiana. We have a couple of audio bites that we are going to play for you. Let's give you a quick summary first and foremost. This coming from the Muncie Star Press. It's still missing. That's the bottom line. And as of about 8:30 p.m. Thursday, that was the last time that Scotty Morris, that 14-year-old, was seen. And we spoke to Officer Jay Turner yesterday, police chief. We'll get to him in just a moment. But first, let's do this. From a Facebook post late last night, this is Eaton Deputy Chief Chris Liggett.
Hello, my name is Chris Liggett, I'm Deputy Police Chief with the Eaton, Indiana Police Department. We're doing this live video to put out or to squash some rumors that we're hearing. At this time, there's no crime scene. There's nothing being taped off for part of this investigation. The haircut itself that people are talking about had been done prior. That was done prior due to Scotty's request at a hair salon. That was not done the night of, that was done days prior. There is a multi-agency involvement, local law enforcement, state law enforcement, volunteer fire departments, surrounding counties, our county. We're all working together. Several volunteers, hundreds of people have come out to help us. Family, friends, other public safety agencies have come out to assist us. Businesses have donated things, flashlights, food, and it's greatly appreciated. But we wanted to squash these rumors that we're hearing on social media. We want Scotty home safe. As of right now, the search will be coming to a close, and we're going to suspend that at sundown today.
And that was as of last night. Again, that Facebook video feed, the voice of Chris Liggett, the deputy chief of the Eaton Police Department. Now, another piece of audio, and you may have seen or heard this on the Indy TV stations. This actually comes via Channel 13. We spoke to Chief Jay Turner yesterday on WMUN's Delaware County Today, but the chief actually was able to introduce Mom, and Mom had some words. Let's bring that up now.
Morris, she is Scotty Morris's mother. We've been working with Felicia for the last 3 days, and she's been very cooperative with our investigation. We had decided that she wanted to talk to Scotty personally, so that's why we're here.
Do I hold that?
No, you're okay. Go ahead.
Scott, I love you, and I want you to come home. And I know that you're mad and confused, and I'm afraid that you're scared of all of this. Everyone is out looking for you, and we're not trying to scare you. You're not in trouble, okay? If you're in a house and they come to you and you don't want to go out because it's the cops, reach out. Me and Dad will come get you, okay? I love you, and I just want you to come home. I need to know that you're safe. Please just call 911. Tell anyone. I need you home. I just need you home, okay? And I love you so much, okay?
That is Mom, Felicia Morris, talking to Channel 13 yesterday, and Eaton Police Chief Jay Turner there. The missing young man is Scotty Morris, 14 years old. Been missing since Thursday night, and some more information now from the Muncie newspaper, the Star Press. They've had horses, helicopter, infrared, fixed-wing helicopter, and basically what they said late last night was at the Eaton Police Department, they've looked everywhere they can think to look, and investigators continue now to hope that the young man might be hiding in a local home, quite possibly. Delcom schools are on spring break this week, and some families are on vacation this week. So, and again, they don't know, they're just speculating, but hopefully speculating, meaning hoping that maybe Scotty might be in perhaps a home purposefully, maybe reading between the lines there, and The bottom line is we still just don't know. Police, emergency responders, volunteers have been looking for several days, mostly in outdoor locations, for fear of especially the cold that we had over the last several days and the way Scotty was dressed when he was last seen. Wasn't wearing a lot of warm clothes, I guess is what I'm saying. So anyway, that's the latest on that. Now, just a personal aside as a father here just for a second. At some point, I assume, again, a lot of assuming here, but we want a positive end to this. If Scotty was hiding somewhere in or near town, Eaton or somewhere, maybe somebody doesn't know that he's hiding there too. At some point, Scotty's going to have to come out, maybe get some food, or he might talk to a friend. Here's a good one. Maybe he'll get on social media or text a friend or something. And perhaps I can talk to a friend right now. If you hear from Scotty, again, make darn certain that you tell somebody that something is going on and that you know something, that you heard something. Conjecture doesn't help. The social media stuff, the rumors that were quashed by Deputy Chief Chris Liggett at the start of this segment on Delaware County Today, by the way, you're on WMUN from Wolf Boom Radio and Steve Lindell. Rumors don't help anybody. If you know something, certainly say something. And if you hear something that you think sounds valid or useful, please call 911 or the Eaton Police Department. But as far as rumors, here's what I heard or here's what I think on social media, that doesn't help anybody. And we just really want to find out that Scotty Morris is okay. And I obviously from Mom's voice, Felicia Morris just a second ago there, that is clearly the case as well.